Hello again, and this is Sebastian, and this is Between the Buttons, the audiobook for today is with Paris Butterfly Addison and John Manning. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Hey, pretty good.
I'm great. Guys, that was a fantastic presentation. That was really, really, really cool.
Thank you.
I love the iPad video. I forgot to get a link for that afterwards.
It's one of the best ones I've seen from them because it wasn't actually made by Apple, but it was made by somebody who just put together this whole system on his own, and Apple loved it so much they said, yes, we're going to use this
one
to run
help. One of the few times Apple's actually engaged with other people's media as well, which is nice.
Yes. I'm just thinking this would be actually kind of dangerous to put your iPad on a bike and just like
start. Yeah. A lot stronger than you think.
If you look at Apple's website where they've put the video up, actually, there's a little asterisk that says do not attempt.
That's awesome. I want to ask you a thing. Okay, so what's your PhD on?
My PhD is in the use of external game communities and how they can be applied to improve the saleability and commercial success for a game that is usually heavily invested in its internal community. So, for example, things like World of Warcraft has a lot of internal community, a lot of stuff goes on inside there, and there's less discussion about it outside of the game. Yet, things like forums and other bulletin boards are often critical to making the game last longer. So I'm looking at ways of bringing those two together and finding ways to represent those communities inside games.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm looking at the use of technology to improve the efficiency of paper-based documents in offices. So quite different to John's. It's pretty fun. I like it. It's a good difference from what I'm actually doing with work. So I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty amazing. So I'd just like to go so back to games. So,
yep.
So you guys are developing a game right now.
That's right.
I was just going to how do you make games, and actually all these creative apps, how do you make them more social? How do you make people share, and how do you build communities
right.
from these things?
So the easiest way to do that is to tie into somebody else's existing network. And the go-to example of this is, of course, Facebook, because Facebook provides all these ways that you can hook in an application to the system. But besides the technical hooking in to an application, to a social network, there's also the requirement that people these days want to make their games a lot more They want to brag about their games and brag about what they've done in their games to their friends. So
yeah,
you know about achievements inside games.
PS3.
That's one of the key ways that you can make a game social, because if you can let people share an amazing screenshot, or if they can share an amazing achievement inside their game, then all of a sudden the word of mouth just spreads from there. So there's two main ways of sharing via Facebook and also sharing achievements and having systems like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So also, another thing, the AUC. So, the AUC has backed you up, and it's been pretty amazing. So, how do you think students now, current students at universities, can benefit from the AUC?
I just take advantage of everything they offer, really. It's say yes to all the really cool courses. A lot of people sort of or don't bother applying. And it's amazing how many of the interesting AUC things, with perhaps the exception of the iOS workshops, don't actually reach their quota, and people they actually have to go looking for people to attend. AUC will pay you to go there. Why would you even say no?
There's a whole lot of opportunities and resources available to you from the AUC that are just available free for the taking. They'll pay for your flight, they'll pay for your hotel room, and they'll take care of everything else for you. And you get free training. So that's the easiest and fastest way to get involved. Additionally, it gets you in touch with all kinds of fantastic people, like people like who are behind the AUC, as well as the developers and lecturers who run the courses. And that's some of the most amazing people that we've met have been people who came to our courses that we ran as part of the AUC. So it works both ways, both the people who are interested in attending courses with us, but also we want to meet people who come to our courses.
Great. And also just one thing that I noticed, you guys have, you're always wearing hats.
Yeah.
And every single photo you have, you got a big collection of hats?
Yes.
rough number?
My collection is 5 or 6, I think,
yeah,
and you've got...
I've got a few. Winton, one of our guys, has got 25 or something.
Yes.
And they're almost the same hat.
And they're all from the same company as well. We have a preferred hat supplier, the Berkeley Hat Company.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
There's Between the Buttons.
Cheers.